Today's daf is daf Ayin Beit. We're holding in the Sechet Sanhedrin, the 8th parak, Ben Sorer Umoreh. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah, daf Ayin Beis, at the beginning of the large light. Just as we learned yesterday that we have a concept of Nidon Hashem Sofo by the Ben Sorer Umoreh, which is a curious interrelationship of a Chiyav of Mita, that has all of the dinim of Beit Din, needs to be done in Beit Din the same way as anybody, as if you would be over on something in Beit Din. We have a similar halacha, which is very surprising on the surface, of the halacha of Hababa Machteret. And we know that Hababa Machteret means that if a ganav is found digging a tunnel into your basement, that the din is he can be shot without further ado. And so, okay, the pashtus, you would learn that this is a typical din of a rodef. He's attempting to do something to you. You can shoot him before that happens. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that this is not a typical rodef. Obviously, anybody who reads the Torah understands that it couldn't be a typical rodef, because why would we need a special parsha of the Torah to talk to me about a Baba Machteret? If the halacha is that there's a mitzvah to kill a rodef who is coming to kill you or even coming to kill somebody else, then I don't need a parsha Baba Machteret if I'm assuming he's a rodef. Elamai, the chiddush of the idea of rodef, of Baba Machteret, is that because at the end of a process, the norm is that he would come to be a rodef, even though he's not a rodef now, he's Nidon Hashem Sofo. We're judging the situation now based on what ultimately will turn out to be true. And this is another strange example of places where the Torah creates a din that extends beyond the normal halachot of Anisha. And over here it's a preventive din, but it's only a preventive din based on the fact that we see him turning into a rodef, despite the fact that he isn't a rodef now. Which means that in certain ways, we will have no ability to apply the typical dinim of rodef here, because it's a new halacha, which is similar to the dinim of Tzor Umoreh, which is defined by the Beit Din, not by the way that you are currently going to deal with it. In which case, it leads to all types of special halachot when it comes to the limudim that we're going to need. And we'll see this to be a theme throughout the limudim in the Gemara here. So this becomes now another example, which is similar to Ben Sorer Umoreh, of a Nidon Hashem Sofo. Hayah Baba Machteret. Now, if he is a Baba Machteret, Vishavarat HaChavit, and he breaks a barrel now, while he's going through this tunnel, Im yesh lo damim, chayav. So if he would be, this is a takeoff on the pasuk, im b'machteret yimatzei haganav, ein lo damim. Im zarcha alav ha-shemesh, damim lo. So obviously, there are two situations of a baba machteret, one in which the sun shines on him and one in which it doesn't. So let the sun shine in. And in that case, he's not chayav. As a baba machteret, we'll see exactly what that means in the Gemara. So if he has damim, meaning if you would be chayef for killing him, so then he would be chayef to pay for the chavit because there's no din of kol mlei b'derava mina. Im ein lo damim patur. But if, on the other hand, there is no chayef for killing him, so then he's begetter of chayef mita. But chayef mita is potter because of the din of kol mlei b'derava mina. Omar Rava, my time of the machter. This is now like the same type of limud that we had by the Ben Sorer Umoreh. What is the meaning behind such a halacha? Because chazaka in adam amidat zma mamono. Because the norm is that people that are being broken into, if they catch the ganav, they try to stop him. They don't sit back and say, take what you want. V'hai meimar omar. So this guy is thinking to himself already. Look, you know what might happen over here? Zilna, if I go through this tunnel, koilapoi, veloshavakli, this guy may see me, try to prevent me. Well, koilapoi katilna, I'm going to have to kill him. Vatoramra, imbala orgecha, hashkem lo orgo. Then at that, again, it does not mean he's now a rodef. That's the point. Then at that point where it, such an event would happen, so then he would be a rodef. In which case, the chiev, therefore, is to treat him like rodef, Hashem Sofo. It's remarkable. Omar Rav, the amazing chiddush of Rav is that habab machteret, somebody who goes through a machteret and takes things, v'natal kelim, v'yatza. Now you'll notice he says take things as opposed to break something. Now that could only mean takes things and the thing is still here. I mean, that's certainly what it seems to be saying. So if the thing is still around, he's brought to give it back. My time, why is that? Bidamim kananu. Look, he was kona with his life, you know? I mean, he risked his life to get it. I mean, it's only fair. I'm being facetious, but it means that there's no chiyuvim that accrue here based on the act of a geneva, which is covered by the chiyuv of mita. So if it's the din of kamle b'derabimine, that when a person is not part of dinim of tashlumim, it would mean he's not part of returning either. There's no din of ashava. Now, Rava finds this intolerable. Indeed, it certainly, as we pointed out, seems to be from the Mishnah, not true. If he breaks it, so then the chiyuv would be for that moment of breaking it. If he breaks it, then I understand that in the same way that if I shoot somebody, I'm only chayav for killing him, and I don't have to pay for his clothing that the bullet tears. Same thing is true over here. I'm now in the process of shooting the guy, so to speak. I'm chayav misa during this period. So anything that I do, I'm potter on. But what Rav seems to be saying is that even if you took something and it's still around, it's now yours. It doesn't belong to the owner. And that Rava objects to. And the Gemara will object to it soon from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Well, what kind of business is this sitting all the way over there in the back where I could be looking at you and enjoying myself? That is just... Is Richie's home? No, Richie's back. All right, so he'll be here before the end. Omar Rava. Mistavra milte de Rav. You know when we say such a thing? Where he broke, I understand, Bishishiber. That must be what Rav, I mean, if you would have asked me where it's reasonable, Rav says, that it's the letnu, it doesn't exist anymore. So there's no chiyuv to return it. Avol natal, but I mean, if he took it, it's not reasonable, but I swear to God, he meant even, as we've seen, he must have meant that. Otherwise, why the change in language? Ve'elohim, amar Rav, afilo natal. Rav was saying, even though he took it. What would be the logic behind this, explains the Gemara? Daha yesh lo damim. Because in a case where there was damim, in other words, where he wasn't chayav misa, and in that case, he takes it, and then something happens completely out of his control. Let's say it's struck by lightning. Over there, he's chayev to pay. So clearly, Alma, it can't be a pikadon. If it was a pikadon by him, and it was still considered to be in the rishus of the owner, so then we would say the lightning strikes it. That's the owner's problem. It's not his problem. It must be brishute. It must be in the ganav's rishus koi. And if therefore, if it's chayev there, that means he was kainet. So if that's the case, ha'cha, where he is chayev mita, if the kalim are now still around, nani, it's not considered to be a pikadon, it's considered to be brishute kaimi. And it's as if there is and he doesn't have to return it. But of course that's not true, v'loli. Because ki u'kamina rachmana brishute le'in onasin. What kind of business is that? As Rav is talking this whole thing out. But of course that's not the case. Because even though you're chayev in the achrayut, you think the chiyev of achrayut means a chiyev of achrayut, that is to say, it's your loss. So you think that a chiyev of achrayut means that it's your thing? It's your loss, but it's not your thing, obviously. So le'inyan, that's le'inyan on asin. Look, if you were a shoal, as he's about to explain, you borrowed something. So now something happens to it, it's hit by lightning. Who's responsible? You're responsible. So you'll say, oh, so that's a raya that it's mine. It's not a raya that's yours. It's a raya that it's yours in terms of your taking now the place of the owner in responsibility. But it doesn't mean it's yours to keep, obviously. So the same thing is true over here. What is the proof? That what? That he would be the one now that is responsible? What does that have to do with ownership? Lenin Mikna remains Brishute de Mare Ukaimur. It remains in the ownership of the one that he took it from. And therefore, if you're going through a machteret, and you find a wallet in the machteret, and you put it in your pocket, and you manage to get away, you're telling me you don't have to return the wallet? That's crazy. I mean, meet it out of Yashoel. Somebody borrows something. He's fully responsible for that thing. Does that mean, well, since he's fully responsible, he doesn't have to return it after all, because it's his. Would be a rather foolish statement. And that seems to be exactly what Rav is saying. It's absurd. Tanan. Now, our Mishnah seems to make that very clear. It says in our Mishnah, Bab emachteret v'shiberet echavit yesh lo damim chayav. Ein lo damim patur. What's the Mishnah saying? In the event that this guy was chayav mita, meaning that he was in one of the circumstances in which the Bab emachteret would be killed, we'll see what the different circumstances are, so then he would be patur on breaking the barrel. Now, I mean, if the Mishnah says breaking, it obviously means breaking and only breaking, not taking where the thing still exists. So the Mishnah is specifying taima de shiver. It's only because he managed to break it over there, ki ein lo damim patur. So over there, if he would be chayav mita for being in the machteret, he doesn't pay because at the moment that he was breaking it, it's not his responsibility. But hanatal, had he taken the wallet and put it in his pocket, lo, then obviously he would have had to return it. Isn't that what it's saying in the Mishnah? If the Mishnah meant to say and get away with stealing the wallet, then it should have said, if he took it at that moment where he wasn't, where he would have been chayav mita if someone shot him, so then he could keep the wallet. I mean, that's not what the Mishnah says. It says he's not responsible for an act done at the time that he was in a chiyuv of being killed for the act that he's doing. But if he put it in his pocket when the act is finished and he wasn't killed, why would the wallet be removed from the reshut of the owner? Who's to say there's such a thing as a kinyan of blood that Rav is trying to say? Bidamayo kanino, where'd you get that from? And that seems to be clearly what the Mishnah is saying. Says the Gemara, well, you can't prove it from the Mishnah, because I could tell you, hu adin afilo natal nami, maybe the halach would be the same, even if he took a wallet and didn't break the chavit. But the reason then, why did it specify break the chavit? Hoda katani shavarat chavit, that's coming to tell me a chiddush, kamash malan, that in the event that yesh lo damim, that if he's not chayav mita, whatever that event is, we'll see, afal gav de shiver, even though he broke it, and now it's not extant for him to be able to return it, he's also chayav. Well, I should hope so, says the Gemara. I need a Mishnah to tell me this. I don't understand. What am I, stupid? Pshita, I understand. He's a mazik like anybody else. He's not chayav mita. Why in the world wouldn't he be responsible for breaking a barrel? Well, akamash v'nafilu shelo b'kavana. The chiddush is, even though he didn't have any intention of breaking a barrel. What? Listen, we're learning Baba Kamiya. This is like second grade stuff. Everybody learned in school that Adam muad la'olam, ben shogeg, ben mezid, a person's always responsible. You're telling me I need to come here in this Sanhedrin while we're discussing another sugya to tell me this grand, earth-shattering chiddush that if a person breaks something without kavana, he's chayav to pay. I mean, that's absurd. My kamashma, now what? Adam muad la'olam? That's a beferish a Mishnah, Baba Kama. Adam muad la'olam, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben ba'onez, ben b'ratzon. Why in the world would our Mishnah leave the tremendous chiddush of Rav, that even where you got the wallet in your pocket, you don't have to return it, to tell me a non-chiddush, which is a beferish a Mishnah, that every school child knows for Baba Kama? I mean, come on. Well, you're right. That's something of a problem. Kasha, I don't know how to answer that one. What if Rebbe Bar Abai, Hagonev Kis B'Shabbat? And we seem to have exactly the same situation, says Rebbe Bar Abai, in a case where someone was Chayev Mita. This is the case. Kom Leibet Rabinei by a Baba Machteret. What would be the din for Chilul Shabbat instead of Baba Machteret? So he's Kene, what it is that he took at the moment that he's Chayev for Chilul Shabbat. So there it says that if he picks up the wallet, he's chayev. Because the truth is, he became chayev in Geneva at the moment that he picked up the wallet. He's only chayev in Shabbos when he walks out of the guy's yard. Now he carries it into Reshut HaRabim. So at that moment, he's chayev for Shabbat. But the act of stealing was when he was in the guy's house and he picked up the wallet. So over there, it's not kam lebed rabimine, because it's not simultaneous. He's not chayev mita at the moment that he would have been chayev for tashlumi, for payment. What's that? Of course, we've had this many times. But here's the point that's important to us. But, and here's where it becomes now nogea us, hayam igarer v'yotzei. If he's dragging now a sack of money, let's say, There, the moment that he takes it into Rishut HaRabim, out of the Rishut of the owner, now he never picked it up. Since he never picked it up, he never did a kinyan on it. It only becomes his when there's a shinui of Rishut, where he walks out of the owner's Rishut into the street. At that moment, it's simultaneous with the Chi of Shabbat, because he's Chai for Hotza'ah. So over there, he's patur on the money.
Mishikah is not a form of kinyan?
No, not when it's on the ground like this, where it's in the other person's rishut. The other person, that's what is a data cheret maknet. And those things that are nicknamed in Mishikah, not the hakabah. Shari isur geneva v'isur siki. That's where we had the sugya, by the way, because we spoke about it in that context. Shari isur geneva v'isur siki la ba'in keachat. So over there, it doesn't say you broke it. It says you took it. And it says that in that case, you're patur. What do you mean you're patur? You're patur from returning it. But that's exactly what Rav was saying. So what's Rav now? This seems to be a 100% proof that the chiyuv of kamlei b'derabamine indeed paters you from chiyuvei hashavah. Not just paters you from additional chiyuvim of breaking things and hezek. So in other words, even if it's extant, it became yours in the act of the geneva. And once it's yours, the chiyuv of hashavah wasn't chal at that moment, because that's a type of tashlumin, and therefore it's included under the umbrella of kamlei b'derabamine, and you'd be potter. Remarkable halacha. Says the Gemara, well, no, not really. Because, it might be talking about, and indeed this is the Hilchata. The truth is we paskin like Rav, not like Rav. So as we paskin that you are chayef to return it if it's an extent, and we paskin like the pashtas of our Mishnah, which is that it's only if you broke it, and at that moment you became chayim and tashlumin, that you're potter from the tashlumin. But certainly the object itself remains in the rishus of the one who originally owned it. Wasn't removed from his rishus. Therefore, if it's chayim in your rishus, you have to give it back. So therefore, la halacha, we'd have to understand that the case of the Chilul Shabbat is where at the moment of the chiyuv of Shabbat, it actually was thrown into an ocean. So over there, you removed it from the Rishut of the Baalim, but destroyed it for all intents and purposes at the same moment, because the money bag fell into the water and can't be recovered.
Can't be that it got destroyed later?
No, that's the point. That is, if something happened, L'chora, that is how the Yad Ramah explains. Look, if L'maisi, you'll tell me that there's a chiyuv of returning it, so then that means, the Gemara says elsewhere, we said that at the moment, that if he goes and destroys it then, so it was by Yishayta, the Ganav Mineh, because since it was still extant in the Rishus of the Baalim, so when you went ahead now and destroyed it then, or ate it then, or whatever the case was, so it was at that moment that you did the Geneva, make it permanent, took it away from his Rishus, because it was always in his rishus. You just had a din of a shamer on it. Even though we attempted to prove, what do you mean, I've had a din of a shamer on it, so why isn't it his problem with the onasim? That was the original raya we brought. Why is it my problem? Because it's like a shoel. A shoel is a pikadon. Still belongs to the owner, and he's chay for the achrayut. That was the first thing that we were doing, right? That's what Rava says. I understand what Rava is saying, but it's ridiculous. Because that doesn't mean it's yours. It's still the owner's thing. So if that's the case, if it's still the owner's thing, then the moment that you went ahead and you did destroy it, or even if an ones happened to it, so you'd be chayiv at that point for holding the other guy's thing. So certainly if you destroyed it, you're chayiv, even if you don't have a dinner of a shoyal. So therefore would have to be a case where the Chilul Shabbos, he goes through all working out. So what would the case be that it came into your rishus out of the other guy's rishus, but was still a din of Chilul Shabbos because the Yam doesn't have a din of rishus around it? Just to go through a whole rigmarole of how did it work out that act was the same act of destroying it. Okay, but whatever the case is. So at the moment that you were Chayav on Shabbos, you destroyed it. So it would be the equivalent of our Mishnah of Shiverat HaChavit. That would have to be the case. Now what happened is that Rava himself had a break-in in which they broke in through Machteret and they took rams from him. Rams. Male whoops, sheep. There goes $1 million.
Rams.
Like a Dodge truck.
Not Emmanuel.
It's the computer.
Yeah, Dodge truck.
Megabyte. Oh, these are like rams.
So what happened? They came back and returned it to him. They found out it was not him. God, all that. So they returned it to him. And he refused to accept it. Here, that's a madriga. He himself held that, of course, what do you mean? It's my thing. Why shouldn't they return my truck? But he says, since Rav said that they were kainet by risking their lives, I'm not going to take it. It's money that doesn't come to me. So he said, since it came out of the mouth of Rav, I'm not gonna challenge that. Asks Lamaisa, we know that the man is mechuyev to return it, so why in the world would Rav not want to take it from him? That he should be yotzei yedei shamayim. Clearly, morally, it belongs to Rav in terms of yotzei yedei shamayim. Answers Tesis is talking about that the Ganavim said, we only want to be Maser, if we're Mechuyev Mitzad Adin. And therefore he wouldn't accept it, because Aliba de Rav, they weren't Mechuyev Mitzad Adin. Tana Rabbana, in Lo Damim, how do we dash in the Pasuk? There's two Pesukim over here. So the first Pasuk closes with the word in Lo Damim. So that means, Bepashtus, he reaches that Pasuk. If this person was shot and he dies, then there's no responsibility for his death on the part of the one who shoots him. Im zarcha Hashem ashalav, however, if the sun shined on him, then damim lo, then there is damim. Shalem yishalem, he shall surely pay. Well, how do we read that pasuk? So we have two different approaches to reading this pasuk. One is, ein lo damim, the closing of the first pasuk, hukav amet ein lo damim, is read together with im zarcha Hashem ashalav. Okay, now, what does that mean anyway? What in the world does the sunshine have to do with anything? And what does it mean the sun shined on him? Hashem ashalav bilvad zarcha. What does that mean, the sun shined on him? The sun shines on the world. I did that already, Rich. I did it already. Sorry, that's what happens when you come late. But we could do it as a duet if you want. So Ella must mean, obviously, not really referring to the sunshine, but rather it's a metaphor. In other words, if it's as clear as daylight, and that's what we would say, in barur, barur lecha davar kishemesh, which has become now the Hebrew equivalent of clear as daylight. If it's absolutely clear to you that ein lo shalom imach, se'im zarcha alav hashemesh, only then ein lo damim. So according to this interpretation, the clarity needs to be that ein lo shalom imach. In other words, you need to be certain that this guy would in fact be willing to kill you if you would attempt to save your money. Okay. Then you can kill him. But if not, he cannot be killed. Now the problem is, the other braita takes the pasuk kipshuta and says, Tanya Ida, im zarcha Hashem ashalav, that's the first pasuk. Then, there's two different pasukim. First of all, hukav amet eino damim. Min astam eino damim. Im zarcha Hashem ashalav, then damim lo. So therefore we read it. So what do you mean, im zarcha Hashem ashalav? V'chi Hashem ashalav v'levad zarcha. What it means is, Ela, im barur lecha kishemesh sheyesh lo shalom imach. If you're absolutely certain that he would not kill you if you would try to stop him, then damim lo, and you're not allowed to kill him, which of course is the opposite interpretation. Ve'im lav, but if it's not absolutely clear that he would not hurt you, then you kill him, hargehu. So now the default position, of course, is the opposite. Kashya stoma astoma. Stoma means the default. What's the default? So according to the first way we're learning it, you need to be absolutely sure that he would kill you. According to the second, and the default is he won't kill you. According to the second interpretation, the opposite is true. The default is the assumption is going to kill you. You need to be absolutely certain that he's not going to kill you. Kasha stama stama answers the Gemara. Well, Kasha. Obviously, the circumstances may be different. So there are times where there's one default position and times when there's another default position. So one is talking about, Richie will appreciate this one, one was talking about an av ala ben. A father, the ben can assume, would not kill him, unless he knows he's the type of guy that will kill him. But the other one is the ben ala av. The father does not have a right to assume that his son's not going to kill him. No. So,
he's got a fortune and his kids waiting for the dad, for sure
you don't have to think that, he wouldn't kill me. You have to assume he would kill you. The Ben has to assume the father wouldn't kill him. And therefore, even though he's been reduced to these circumstances, don't give it away, Rich, reduced to these circumstances of needing to dig a tunnel into his son's basement to be able to recover some of that dough that he gave him, he still is not going to kill the son if the son attempts to stop it. Okay. There's no neutral area, the Torah is saying. There's a default position on anyone but where you're 100% sure that it would be the other way around. So if you'll say, oh, what can I do? The Torah said I'm not allowed to kill my father, but I'm sure that he's a horrible, because he's not going to kill me, but I'm sure that he's a horrible, aggressive person who would kill me. Fine, Imbar Lecha Kashanesh. So then fine, then you have to kill him. Then Damim Lo. Then Ein Lo Damim. So in other words, there's a different default based on the assumptions, and then you can know different, but then you have to really know different. It has to be Borur Lecha Kashemesh.
So both the options are open?
Yeah, both options are always open. The only question is, what is the default?
Uh-huh. No, I mean, but
there's no point.
Either,
have to know. The question is, what do you have to know? What are your assumptions? What are your starting assumptions? Which is what we're calling the default, the stama. The starting assumptions are different in cases of an av robbing a son than they are for a son robbing an av.
What happens if it's somebody you don't know?
Then for sure the default position is that he's coming. Of course. Omar Rav, I want you to know that anybody who could be coming into my house in a tunnel, I shoot and ask questions later. Except for one guy. I'd kill anybody except for one guy, Reb Chanina Bar Shilat. Reb Chanina Bar Shilat, so why wouldn't you kill him? I mean, is it because he's such a tzaddik? What's he doing? What's he doing coming into your house? See, Eli Mishun the Tzadiku, I mean, then the case doesn't make any sense. Sakaati b'machtarat, he's about to rob your house in a machtarat. You say, he's such a tzaddik, he'd never kill me. Eli Mishun the Kim lebegavei, the merachim alike rachim aval ben. I'm convinced that he loves me as much as a father loves a child. And therefore, for him, I have to assume that he's not coming. Al dinei nefashot. Tana Rabbona. It says in the Braita, damim lo. So remember that we have two ways to read, damim lo and ein lo damim. So why does he use the Lashon Rabim of damim in both cases, in the opening pasuk and in the closing pasuk? So damim lo, which is the Lashon of Rabim, in other words, there would be two cases that comes to tell me, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbat, damim lo, and it's assumed that a ben would be usher to kill the father, in a machter. And the other, Ein Lo Damim, where it's mutter to kill, is talking about also Ben Bechol or Ben B'Shabbat. Now, Shabbat's either you can kill him or you can't kill him. It makes a difference if it's Chol Shabbat, depending on the case, father, the son, son, the father. So now, what's the Chiddush of your Bishleim? Ein Lo Damim, Ben Bechol, Ben B'Shabbat, it's true. I might have thought, and here once again we see very clearly that the din of Baba Machteret is not a normal din of a Rodef. It was a normal din of a Rodef. It's ridiculous to talk about Shabbos in a Chol. It's a din in a Chiyav Mita Hashem Sofo that is based on the calculation that he will end up being a Rodef. Just as the Ben Sorero Moreh will end up being damaging, even though right now he hasn't done anything wrong.
That's what he's doing in his
house. Yes, that's what the Mishnah said. We have the similar case by a Baba Machteret. So, therefore, I would have thought that there's a nafkamina, that sakadait ramini, mitad ave haruge beit din. I would have thought that, look, I mean, haruge beit din were b'shabbat lo katlina. You don't kill a guy on Shabbos. So, kamash malan, that in the case where ain lo damim, you kill him even though it's Shabbos. So, in other words, I need a ribui to tell me that I should not duplicate the dinim of the Beit Din for Baba Machter. You see very clearly, if I need that, it cannot be that it's a typical din of a Rodef. But the other way around, I don't understand. Damim lo, you can't kill him. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbat. What's the chiddush in that? So then, hashle b'chol lo katlin. If I can't kill him during the week, I kill him on Shabbos. I mean, what would be the point? B'shabbat, b'boy? I mean, there's no chiddush here in using the word damim in both directions. Lashon Rabim. Ein lo damim. Damim lo. There's no chiddush to say that, damim lo. Omer of Sheshes, no, you know what that means? It means that you can even be Michal Shabbos to save him. So if the Israelis bomb the Machtara just at that point, and it collapses on him, and now it's Shabbos, so the Chiddush is Damimlo. And therefore, you would be allowed to be Mifakeh Levetagal. So if the thing collapses on him, since he's not coming out in the Nefashot, so then you're being Mifakeh Levetagal. But, this is an amazing halacha. You're the Kiddush. If he would be coming, Ali's Kenefashot,
And now he's been incapacitated because the tunnel has collapsed on him. So it was, okay, so now he's not going to kill you. The guy can't even move. So why don't you bring a rescue team and save him? It's not Shabbos. It's a week. Save him. No, don't save him.
Because he came to kill.
Because he was already Chayav Nisa. So good, so Mamelis, he was killed. So what do you want?
He was a dead man crawling.
Exactly, he was a dead man crawling. Exactly.
So
much, yeah, so, well, he wasn't really Chayav Skila, but he got it.
That's what he got.
So much for the guys that are thrown in jail for shooting the terrorists, you understand? It's unbelievable. It's better you shouldn't know. If we see a picture of the incapacitated terrorist, certainly going to be Chayav for killing him. I mean, now he's not a terrorist. Now he's bleeding to death. Save him. Take him to Hadassah. Help him. This is amazing. Again, cut out this moral thinking. Just cut it out. Just cut it out.
That's a good place.
That's an amazing thing that the terrorist saves us from moralistic thinking. It's mamish amazing. It's miyasha your mind to stop becoming insane the way these liberals become insane. Mamish go crazy. I mean, you see, when a person is not dovuk to Torah, his entire system of values becomes mad. It sounds nice at the beginning, and it gradually decays to the point where the person is suicidal, vicious, rotten, Nazi, and he's convinced. He's like, Mr. Tannik, right? He's like, holy of holies. Yeah, it's an incredible thing. Yeah, we'll put out a magazine on it, too. Thunder Rabban. So, why does it say, Vuhuka? It sounds very passive. It just so happens that he got hit. What do you mean he got hit? You mean you shot him, right? No, the idea over here is, Uka b'chol adam. That's the point. Anybody can shoot him. Now, again, if this were a normal din of a rodef, of course anybody can shoot him. It's a mitzvah for anybody to shoot him. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, and then it continues on, v'uka v'meit, so that comes to teach me, b'chol mitat shata yachol l'hamito. Kill him however you can kill him. Again, obviously, if he's a rodef, kill him with any. It's 100% borer for the whole Mishnah. For the entire sugya, a mabav amakteret is only called a rodef once you know the chiddush that he's nidon Hashem sofa. But otherwise, you can't call him a rodef because ultimately be a rodef. But it's ridiculous. So then don't be my mitarat zbechah mamoncha. If you think you can't control yourself, leave the house. Let him steal from the house. Why should this guy be killed? Because you want to save your money. So all of this is part of the halach of the Baba Machteret. Tremendous chiddush. So now, bishleim avuhu ka b'chol adam itzrich. Because salkadate chamina, that's a chiddush. Because I might think, look, the whole din is focused on the interrelationship between the Baal HaBayit and the Baba Machteret. The only one who's going to be in the psychological position of defending the money, which makes the guy that wrote it in the first place, is the Baal HaBayit. So it's the Baal HaBayit, he's the guy, dein adam amida tzva amamono. But another guy, I mean, so what's the problem? Avalacher lo. Kamash malan, that he does have a din of a rodef because he's nidan Hashem sofo. And therefore, afilo acher nami. But what do you mean I need a pasuk to tell me any mitah that you can kill him? Let's say he wouldn't have a din of a rodef. So he's certainly not going to be easier than the actual rotzeah. A murderer. What's the din of a murderer himself? That it says over there, mod yumat rotseach means bechomit ashat erchalamito. Remember? We just had this before. So we can't learn it out directly from the rotseach. You're saying he's going to be treated as if he's a murderer. No. And what's the din of a murderer that is found guilty in Beit Din and is chayav to be killed and manages to escape? And now he says, sorry guys, but I'm on my way. You can't kill me because I'm chayav dafka besayav. You can't shoot me. Where do we know you can shoot him? So we have that mot yumat. So why don't we learn it out from there? So there, why would we need the pasuk v'meit lomali? We can learn that out of rotzeach himself. Nafke de Tanya, mot yumat hamaker rotzeachu ein li ela b'mita hamurabo minayin shim I ata yachol lahamito b'mita ktuvabo shata rishay lahamito b'chol mita shata yachol lahamito. How do we know that in the event that you cannot kill him the way that you're supposed to kill him, that you kill him with any way that you could possibly kill him? Talmud lomar, mot yumat mikol makom. Therefore, the Torah uses the double lashon to teach me whatever whatever the circumstances are. So how could this guy be better? He says, well, why not? It says, beferish by the Rotzeach, mot yumat. It doesn't say that by the Baba Machteret. Shani atam namar krom mot yumat. Well, I'm asking, why don't we learn it from there? V'nigmar mineh, that was my question. Ah, that's because I can't learn it out from the Rotzeach. Because I have the same words appearing by the Goel Adam. And therefore, I have shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achat. Because Rotzeach v'goel Adam are shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achat. V'chol shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achat. Ein melamdim. And therefore, since I don't technically have the makor of the limud, and the whole din of Baba Machter is a special halach, it's not that he's literally a Rotzeach. So what am I supposed to do? I need a riboy over here to teach me. V'chol mitah. So once again, it's clear. He does not really have a din of a rodef. It's a new halacha that gives certain dinim of rodef, but only where the Torah is merames that this is included under the Baba Machteret. That means that it gives us that halacha, but that not that he really has a din of a rodef. No, here he has a din, anybody can shoot him. This is, that's why we're comparing it to the Chi of Misa and Bezdin. A Rodef, the moment the Rodef wouldn't have a halacha of killing, in other words, if he were indeed stopped by something or other, so then at that moment, it's not a Rodef. At that moment, then there's domim law, and that's the whole, that we had the whole story with Pinchas. You know, under the, whatever the circumstances are, needs to be exactly like this. Continues the Gemara. It says, Tanur Rabbanan, it says in the Braita, when the Torah mentions a machteret, I mean, says that a din dafk in a tunnel? In other words, somebody that's gone to such trouble to now create a tunnel, and I mean, it means this guy's really invested in the act. So Mamela, we assume he's going to go through with a murder if he needs to at the end of it. But, so maybe it's dafka, someone who's done something like that. Machteret. Amy Ella Machteret. How about a guy who's going to break in through the front door? Or he's going to go up to the roof like Santa Claus. Or he comes in through gargoyle. Yeah, you know. I mean, nowadays they shoot guys like that, right? So gargoyle, chatserova, karfefo, minai. So how do you know that whether he breaks into the backyard, comes in through the chimney, whatever the case is, he would also be chayim? Talmud lomar, yimatzei haganav, wherever yimatzei, wherever you find this ganav, im b'makter yimatzei. You can say im b'makteret too. Tanya ida. Now the other braita says, you know what we learn out from that word makteret? Oh, sorry. Mikom makom. Im kein ma talmud lomar makteret. What's the point of mentioning makteret? Just because that's the norm. If there's rov ganavim, it's im b'makteret. Most people break in strange ways. But certainly, you know, if that was what Scott was bringing. Wow, there's a case. This is the norm.
They're driving cars through the tunnels now.
That's right. Well, if what guy got a ram out, I mean, well, that's a heck of a truck, you know. Tanya Ida, Machteret, in the Ella Machteret. The other writer says that the word machter comes to teach something else. Starts the same way. Talmud lomar, yimatze aganav, wherever he's found. Mikol makom. Im kein ma talmud lomar machteret. So what's the point of mentioning the machteret? It's coming to tell me that the machteret is all that you need. And the machtarto zuhi hatraato. The very fact that you find him in this kind of situation is the equivalent of hatra'ah, and you could be matzah. This is another din that it's giving him as if he were a rodef. So in other words, you don't need to warn him with all the dinim of hatra'ah, and he needs to say, I'm an atkenan yoseh. None of that applies over you, even though you think maybe this is similar to the dinim of beit din, like the ben sorero moreh. Kamash malani does not require hatra'ah at all. So indeed, the point of machateret is to make it clear that there's something unique about coming into a machateret, not that it's the norm. So that if somebody was breaking into the house through others, some other way, so then you'd have to make certain that his intent is indeed to cause you bodily harm. There you would need hatra'ah. But in a case where a person has gone ad kedei kach to the trouble of digging a tunnel into your house, there, the very fact that he did that is the equivalent of the hatra'ah. In other words, it's clear to us that from the fact that he did that,
that he is a rodef under these circumstances, and his sofa is balidik tela. Mashenke, in other cases where somebody is stamaganev, it's only in a case where you warn him that this may be what happens, that over there we would be giving him the same din as a baba machteret.
We're getting the implications here. This is, again, a question that you asked before. What about a kata? So if this is really a din in dinim, say that Ben Sora Morris and Achayev is a cotton. So then the Baba Machteret, that's Nina Na Shem Sofo, so maybe shouldn't be killed. So the, therefore, Omer Ravuna, Katan HaRodev, Nitan Latzilo Benafsha. Ravuna says, a cotton who is a true Rodev is Nitan Latzilo Benafsha. But that's because he holds that Kasavar, Rodev, Eno Tzarich Hatra'a, Loshna Gadol V'Loshna Katan. In other words, if you would need hatra'ah, so then it's a matter of responsibility. If it's a matter of responsibility, the katan isn't responsible. Anyway, so it would make no nafkamina. What's he going to say? I matir myself l'mita, is a chayev mita. It doesn't have those chiyuvim. So therefore, it must be that we don't care, really, about the act. We care about the results of the act. We want to prevent the murder. And therefore, it's itanatzil benafsho. And by definition, therefore, it won't matter whether it's a gadol or a kata. How can you say that? If the halacha is that, and this is a facet, again, without moralistic thinking, this is the pure halachic thinking. A woman is giving birth, and now the child is stuck in the birth canal and is clearly going to result in the death of the mother. Now, what is normally done under those circumstances early on, where they didn't have options, is they had a device to crush the child. It would crush the skull, crush the shoulders, and pull out the body, basically, in order to save the woman. However, the halacha is, yatzar rosho, once the head has emerged, you cannot kill the child. So now you'll say, but the fetus is here a rodef, because he's attempting to kill his mother. Now again, if it makes no nafkamina, whether it's katan or gadol, it's just the fact. It has nothing to do with responsibility. Then if that were the case, vamai, rodefu, and this seems to imply that indeed a rodef requires hatra'ah, and therefore a katan who's being rodef cannot be stopped. This runs against what Ravuna just said. Pure halachic thinking, right? Because the din is lamais, and if it hasn't been yotzei rosho, he's still considered to be now not a, he's going to be an uber, even in that, in terms of Yerachimo, and therefore he is considered to be a rode. Who will kill the child? But in this case, it's nefesh v'nefesh. Answers the Gemara that this, my chazis. Shine Hatam, it's not because he's not considered to be Chayev as a Rodef. It's because we view this as being from God. Mishamaya Karatfela. This is something in which the child is being used. So in that case, it's not that the Rodef is doing it. I mean, the child could be anything that's killing the mother right now. Exactly. He's just an object, an inert object that's being used min hashamayim to kill the mother. So when you say, but we could save the mother through, we don't have one nefesh for another. We do nothing.
As opposed to before the head.
As opposed to before, where he's not considered to be yet a person. Yeah.
Even though, halakhically, after 40 days, he's considered
to be. But he's not, still not considered a complete person. You're not high of misa for killing a fetus.
Right.
So, yeah. So therefore, from here, you don't have a raya. Ah, but wait a minute. We have a raya from here. Name him is Sayyale. Rodeif, Shaya Rodeif Achavero Lohorgo. Interesting raya. Somebody's chasing somebody. The witness can say to him, Omer lo Re'esh Yisraelu. Take a look. This guy that you're chasing is a Jew. He's a Ben Brit. Vatoram Ra. Shofech dama adam ba adam damo yishafech. And that means Amra Torah hatzel damo shozet, b'damo shozet. And there, the guy, it does not say that the guy has to say, yes, I'm a kabbal that an afa piked. Yeah, you don't have to say any of that. So apparently you don't need Hatra'ah. No, that doesn't prove anything. That's going, I'll leave Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer. If Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that a chaver ain't tzarich Hatra'ah, lefi shelo nitna Hatra'ah lalafkin ben shogeg lemezid. He's saying, the point of Hatra'ah is to distinguish between the person who knows what he's doing. A chaver knows that he's not allowed to do it. Therefore, there's no point in giving him Hatra'ah. Now, if the halacha is that you have to be mekabel Hatra'ah, so what does that tell you? You know. So, did you say, I'm an atkin and I know say? Did you say, I want to be chayev mita? You didn't. So you were not mekabel the Hatra'ah. So it must be that he holds that you don't need kabbalat Hatra'ah. That's the whole point. So if it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So now, it doesn't prove anything. So therefore, you can't tell me that this is a rai doesn't need Hatra'ah. If anything, why are you going through this whole rigmarole? You should know he's Jewish and it's utzer. Okay, well, take a look at this. This seems to say it clearly. Tashma. Rodev shay rodev achavero lorgo. Amar lo re'esh yisraelu. Uven britu. Vatora amra shafek dam adam ba adam damo yishafek. Im omer yodean ishukein. Patur. And you shoot him. Amanat kenan yoseh. So if he says, I know that that's true, he's still potter. And if you shoot him, you're chayev. If he says, Amanat kenan yoseh, I'm doing it to get shot. Knowing fully. So then he's chayev. Woo. So then, we have a raya only with Hatra'ah and Kabbalat Hatra'ah? If you don't know the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, no, that's talking about over here. That you're on the other side of a river. And you're watching what this guy is doing. And you don't have a gun. You can't stop him from the other side of the river. So over there, Lotzir the Koi betrayed Ivuri Denara. The Lomatsi Itsule. So the most you can do is warn him that you're going to be taking him to court to be killed after he kills the guy. So over there, my Ika the Baitula Beidina. If to take him to court for Beidina, you need a real Hatra'ah. So therefore, it's not Nagea this Sugi at all. Or, Ibait Amar Ravuna. Or you could say, Ravuna could say, look, you're right, in this particular Braita, there is such a man, the Amar. But Ana de Amre, Kitana de Machteret, the Amar, Machtar Tozu Yatrato. Did we not have a Braita that said before the very fact that you're in the Machteret is the equivalent of full Hatra'ah? Yes? Obviously that Tana holds, you do not need any further Hatra'ah. I was saying, I'll leave it that Tana, there's no nafkamina between Godel and Katan, who does not need Hatra'ah. So therefore, the same din, by any rodef, you don't need Hatra'ah. In other words, we're giving the Bala Machteret the halacha of a rodef, as we saw for other issues, the gabi, the din of Hatra'ah, as well. Abba Machteret nidona shem sofo. Hayaba Machteret v'shavarat achavit. Im yeshlo damim chayav, im eno damim patur. Omar Rabba, my time with the Machteret, Chazakai, Nadamami, that's Mama Mono. Vahai Meimar, Omar, Iha Zilna Koi Lapoi, Vlo Shavakli. Well, let him try. I Koi Lapoi, Katlinale. Vataram, Rain, Balor Gagash Kimorgo. Omar Rab, Abama Machteret, Venatal Kelim Viatsapatur, my time with the Damim Kananahu. Omar Rabba, well, I mean, that would be Mistava, Milta the Rab, if he was Mishaber, where it's no longer here. Avol datal lo, but I swear to God, Omar Rav, afil natal, da yesh lo damim. I mean, but he's obviously comparing it to a pikadon. So if yesh lo damim anensu, so then we'd be chayiv. Amar brishute kaimi. Why else is he responsible for it? Okanami brishute kaimi v'lohi. Ki ukim narachmana brishute linyin on asin. It doesn't mean it gave it to him to keep. Avol inid mikne brishute damarayo kaimi. Minid avi ashoel. It's not. In that case, he would be chayav. Ein lo damim, he would be potter. Time of the shiber, over there and only over there, he ein lo damim potter. Hanatal lo. Ah, what din? I feel natal nami. The reason it talked about a case of shiber tachavit, kamashman de chiyesh lo damim, af agav de shiber nami chayav. Well, obviously, he's a masik, isn't he? Well, kamashman finish all the kavana. No. So my kamashvan adam muadli olam. Come on, tanina adam muadli olam. Be b'shogeg, be amazed, be honest, be barotzen. All right, kasha. Mati Rabbi b'barabai. Hagonev kis b'shabbat chayav sharidin chayev b'gneiva kodem sheyavol idei yisur shabbat. Hayam egarer v'yotzei patur sharisur gneiva v'yisur sekila ba'in keachat v'yochta t'shadidu b'nahara Rather, ignav alei dichri b'machtarta, adrinu ne'alei v'lo keblina, omar hoyo v'nafek b'pumme d'raf, I don't take money, it's not mine. Tan rabbanan in l'adamim, im zarcha ha-shemesh alav. What does that mean? Ha-shemesh o'bevad zarcha alav, ela im borur lecha davar ke-shemesh, she'in lo shalom imcha hargeo v'im lav al targeo. Whereas Tanya Idach, the opposite. Im zarcha ha-shemesh alav damim lo, וכי השמש עליו בלבד זרחה, אלא אם ברור לך השמש שיש לו שלום ממך. אל תרגיל. ואם לא ברגיל, so קשה one default on the other default. So קשה כאן באב על הבין, כאן בבין על האב. אומר רב, כל דעתי עלי במחתר תקטלין עלי. לבר מרב חנינה בר שילה. מי טיימה? אילה ממישון תצדיק, what's he doing in the מסמחתרת? אלא משום דקים לו בגבי דמרחם עלי כרחם אב על הבן תן רבון הדמים לו בין בחול בין בשבת אין לו דמים בין בחול בין בשבת זה בשלם אין לו דמים בין בחול בין בשבת יצריך סל כדאי דרמין מיד אלה והרוגי ביתין בשבת לא קטלינה כמה שבלן דקטלינה בדמים לו בין בחול בין בשבת אשת בחול לא קטלינה אלי בשבת מבואי אמר רב ששת לא ניצחה, אלא לפקח עליו את הגל. תון רבונה, והוקה means בכל אדם, ומת means בכל מיטה שאתה יכול להמיטה. זה בישלמה והוקה בכל אדם, זה חידש, יצחה. סלקה דעתך אמינה, בעל הבית הוא דקום, דאין אדם מאמין עצמו, ממנו, בנן אחר, לא. כמה שמלה, he has a complete נברודף, אפילו לאחרנם. אלא ומת, בכל מיטה שאתה יוכל למיטו, I need a פוסק בדעת. לא מלאים, רוצח נפגד, תניה מות יומת המכה רוצח. That comes to teach me, אין אלא במיטה אמורה בו מנהן שמיעה, אתה יכול למיטו במיטה הכתובה בה שאתה רושה למיטו בכל מיטה שאתה יכול למיטו. תעמוד לומר, מות יומת מכל מקום. Yes, but שאני אתם דקל מקום מות יומת. But נגמר מנהם שמיעה ורוצה בגול אדם, שני כתובים הבאים כאחד, וכל שני כתובים הבאים כאחד, אין מלמדים. תן רבון המחתרת, אין לי על המחתרת, גגו חצר או קרפף או מיניים, תאמה לא יימצא הגנב מכל מקום. אם כן, מה אתה לא אומר מחתרת? מפני שרוב גנבים מצויים במחתרת. תניה אידך, מחתרת, אין לי על המחתרת, גגו חצר או קרפף או מיניים, תאמה לא יימצא הגנב מכל מקום. אם כן, מה אתה לא אומר מחתרתו, מחתרת? מחתרתו זוהי התרעתו. אומר רבונה, קטן הרודף ניתן להצילו בנפשו, כסף הרודף אינו צריך התראה, and therefore לא שנה גדול ולא שנה קטן. עת ערב חיסור רבונה יצא ראשו אין נוגעים בו, לפי שאין דוחי נפש בפני נפש. ומאי, רודף הוא. שאני אתם, דמשמי הקרא תפילה, נעמה מסייע לרודף, שאי רודף אחר חברו להורגו, אומר לו, ראי, ישראל הוא, בן ברית הוא, התורה המשפך, דמה 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 ישפך. אמרה תורה, צל דמה שזה ודמה שזה. האי רבי עזר ביודי, תן רבי עזר ביודי אומר, חבר אינו צריך התראה, לפי שלא ניתן התראה, אלא אף כי משרגי לבייזר, which case this itself would be called התראה, according to him. תשמע, רודף שהי רודף אחר חבירו להורגו. אמר לו ראי שישראל הוא בן ברית הוא, והתורה אמרה שופך דם האדם, באדם דמו ישפך. אם אמר יודע אני שהוא כן, פטור. אמנת כן אני עושה, חייב. לא צריך לדקוי בתשעי עברית נהרה. לא מצי צולי, מה איקה? תבואי איתו לבית דינה. בית דינה בואי התראה. או יקצר, אמר לך רבונה, אני זה רקטת את המחתרת. למען די אמרו הוא עושה, מחתרתו, זוהי התראתו.